Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to My One Number. If you are the host, press star now. Please announce yourself.
Dirt, which means you have a relationship with the earth. Come on here, somebody.
The reason why it's so easy for them to destroy nature is because they don't have no relationship with nature.
Amen.
I just hear the Lord say, speak, boy, speak, boy. I just hear heaven saying, speak, boy. Yeah. That's why they got technology. Technology is their escape from nature.
They got a lab head off, and they got human bodies in there.
Wow.
They
y'all hear this?
So you don't know if you're talking to a human or a clone. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
We got to be aware.
They already cloning the food and meat and stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us ain't even eating real food. We think we eating real food. We really not.
Yeah. Not real.
A lot of what we eating is synthetic.
Yeah.
It's synthetic food. That's why it ain't got no seed in it. Help God, hallelujah.
That's Lord.
Have you noticed, can I ask y'all something tonight? Have you noticed since they have vaccinated more people that the death rate and the murder rate has went up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it just me or can somebody else see that too?
Amen.
People driving like they got like a bed out of hell now. You have to pray in the Holy Ghost almost to drive now. Glory to God.
They running light.
Yep. The car can drive itself now, and then you got people that can't drive. So now we have to really pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
How many know that we're in the last days? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we have.
So are there any questions right now concerning what the Lord has been having me to talk about right now?
Yeah, Bishop.
Yes.
I was looking on YouTube the other day. They were talking about, they can make the tip so tiny, the tip can be tiny as a mustard seed, and it can go inside that vaccine.
Wow. I was telling people that the chip was inside the vaccine, they wouldn't believe me. They was like, no. I said, listen, the Holy Spirit is telling me that they done put a chip inside the vaccine.
They were saying they expect by 2022 to have everybody vaccine. Now, I just seen the other day, Hawaii not letting you come over there if you ain't had the shot. You can't go on Hawaii because they don't have the COVID over there. They not getting the COVID. So hot over there that COVID can't live over there.
Mm.
So they saying if you guys either go get the test or take the shot to come over to Hawaii. Otherwise, you can't come. You got to bring proof. And then when you get the vaccine, the government gives you it's like a ticket. It's like a, you got to carry it everywhere you go.
Wow.
To show that you have the vaccine.
That's the mark of the beast, y'all.
Because
you can't buy no stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
That's why God's telling us to watch as well as pray. You better pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't watch what's going on. Google it. Find out. Look it up. That's what you taught us, and that's what I do. Yeah, I know everything you're speaking is the truth, Bishop.
Amen.
So I know it's a lot of seen it, and it ain't our people that's telling it. It's the Caucasian white people telling it. They telling what's going on. That's why they get everybody think they're helping us by giving them money. They're getting rid of the money because money not gonna have no currency. By 2021, you cannot use money no more. You got mark. You can't by 2023. You cannot use money anymore.
Oh.
They said by 2022, they expect to have everybody vaccinated. So that's why they're giving out money. They're not helping us. They're getting rid of the money because they know what they're up to. That's why you go in these stores, you see these machines where they're building it. Now, where you got to serve yourself, that means your mark got to be where you have to mark to get served. If you don't have that mark, you can't buy it and you can't sell. And after they do all that, that's when martial law gonna come out. They gonna call martial law. If you don't know about martial law, you better look it up. You better read about it.
Martial law is gonna take over the police. Martial law is when they gonna bring prison
the
to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be just like jail, but you'll be in your home.
Yep.
It's going to be the same like jail.
Yep. And that's why they're building them 5Gs. 5Gs, they can hear you. They building it in the alleys and everything. They just put one in the alley over here. They took them everywhere. They got little small boxes. They got candles. They got cameras everywhere. They're watching.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why God is saying that he's going to protect us. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why he's telling us to stay prayerful. See, behind everything that God tells us, there's a blessing behind it. And see, as long
Amen.
As you stay obedient to God, I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight. As long as we can stay obedient to God and don't fear nothing. See, that's why the enemy don't want us to know certain things, because fear can't stay if you know something. You only fear
Amen.
What you don't know. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
A lot of people is fearful because they don't know the truth.
Come on. Jeez.
We got to really believe the report of the Lord, child of God, because
Amen.
His
Amen.
Report is real. Come on here, somebody. His report is true. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But we in the hour, child of God, but we done talked the good talk, but now God is saying, now you got to walk it. Now you got to walk it out. Glory to God. And thank God tonight that we are willing to walk it out with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Amen, amen, tonight. So I just want to encourage everybody tonight. And keep everybody's spirits up, because we on the winning team, y'all. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because God did not design us to lose anything. Come on here, somebody. So,
amen.
Man. Come on, give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Did anybody look up the name of the goat?
Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Did anybody look that up?
Yes, sir.
Baphomet.
Bishop.
Baphomet is a deity.
Yes.
Is a deity that the Knights Templar were accused of worshiping, and subsequently was incorporated into a cult and mystic tradition.
Hmm. Now, I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna trip you out. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at Michael Jordan. And do you know that they called him the GOAT?
Mm. Yeah, that's the new thing, Apostle. When you the best at what you do, they call you the GOAT. I thought that was weird, too, that they call themselves the GOAT. Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
But see,
Lil Wayne's the GOAT. They GOAT.
That means that the GOAT mean they sold their soul to the devil.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And see, any basketball player that want to get good or want to get to a certain level have to come to him. Check out, Kobe went to him. And it was somebody that he was up under, and he said, don't let nobody else in but Kobe.
Wow.
Because he said, I will have no other player. But he convinced me to help him to get to where he wanted to get to. So the GOAT means that he is the devil incarnated.
Mm. Say it again, Bishop.
He's the devil incarnated.
Uh-huh. So he's a chief. So anybody want to get fame or power has to come through him to get it.
Bishop, you know the GOAT, you know the Illuminati and the Freemason men. Now they have the Freemason women. They have to put the G on. The G stands for GOAT.
Mm.
That's what they have the G on for. If they don't believe
you,
look it up.
Way back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look it up. It's on YouTube. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
They have. They just made 3 years ago. They just made the Freemason women now, and they have to wear the G. The G stands for the GOAT.
Wow. Amen. How many of you are getting blessed tonight?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The scary thing is when people find out about the churches. Because they have, it's a lot going on. Mm. And I want to get into some more of it tonight, but I just feel like we need to digest this here right here. So somebody give God a praise right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
How many you know that God will give you how much you need to eat of what he gives you?
Amen.
So you don't want to overstuff yourself because then, you know, you ain't able to get everything, you know. But the Bible says in all you're getting, get what? An understanding. People think it's how much you know. No, it's how much you understand of what you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Oh, that was worth the price of admission right there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, people trying to know a lot but don't understand nothing. God is saying, in all you're getting, get what? Get an understanding, because you got the wisdom, but with no understanding, you still ain't got nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But once you got an understanding of what you know, then can't nobody shake you. Can't nobody rock you. Then you can stand firm and say, well, you know what? I know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know who I know.
Come on now. Hit the nail right on the head with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you try to come against what I know, amen, the one who gave it to me, glory to God, he know everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so he gave me an understanding. Come on here, somebody. So can't nobody come and steal what he done gave me. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that your understanding is the key to the devil not being able to steal what God has given you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
People get messed up mentally because they know it, but then they don't understand it. So the enemy come in and mess their head up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this will be the hour where I'm going to lead and guide you what into all truth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that the truth
Amen.
Will bear witness with itself? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes,
people trying to get a witness. God said, you don't have to try to get a witness. The truth know itself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so all we got to do is just continue to walk in the truth, and the truth will bear witness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we praise God tonight. Come on, give God another hand to praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank y'all for, amen, praying with me and lifting me up tonight. Amen. I got all the kids, glory to God. Amen. Everybody up right now, praise God. So, amen. But God's a good God. Anyhow, hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise him and magnify him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I give him all glory, all honor. Glory to God. Are there any questions? Are there any questions tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me encourage you. This is the time to really ask questions, glory to God, because you want to have the understanding of everything. Come on here, somebody. Because there's a lot of things coming across the plate right now. And people watching the news, and the news is not giving people the right information. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Do you know that they pay people to lie to people?
Yeah.
Let me say it again. People get paid for giving out misinformation. Because their job is to make sure that you don't come into the knowledge of the truth.
Mm.
I tell you, this thing is way out. And we really gotta stay prayed up so that we don't become tied up into the enemy lies. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why I was saying that if you're a certain race of people, you've already been marked. You've already been marked out.
man. A lot of us don't know about the King Arthur plan, Rex 84, of the extermination of blacks, Agenda 21. They got plans. And I see that the homosexuals are coming into more power right now with Biden in office. Those of us who are straight, we're going to be feeling like the minority. Well, actually, we are already the minority. But how many know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Hallelujah. So.
Amen. Amen.
So I thank God. It's a blessing to say that you ain't mixed up about your gender. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't hear nobody on that one. Hallelujah. Glory. I said it's a blessing to be able to say, thank you, Lord, for making me a man, God. Thank you for my manhood, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
And to know that you still walking in your masculinity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because every man can't say that.
Nope. Sure can't.
Amen. But I know that I'm online with some brothers tonight that can say that. Glory to God. Come on, brothers. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give our God a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You mean tell me that me and the other is the only one online tonight? Glory to God. I heard some more brothers.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen tonight. Come on, women of God. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 It's a blessing that y'all still have y'all femininity because a lot of women now, amen, They have a stronger masculinity than some men now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They be walking harder than some brothers now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have to pray. I said, Lord, help.
Amen.
Man, glory. Glory to God. They put some brothers to shame. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? Amen. But we in the last days, glory to God, hallelujah. So I encourage brothers, we got to stand. We got to show that there is a real sons of God in the earth still, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we ain't on the down low. We ain't on the low down, glory to God. We straight. Straight as an arrow, glory to God, hallelujah. Because of whose hands we in. Come on and give God another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. But it's just something how to watch how this vaccine is taken over. And how people are giving power to it. They worshiping it. Hallelujah. And I say that because people are not calling on the name of the Lord right now. They calling on the vaccine.
Nope.
Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Amen. Come on.
But God said, I'm going to bless my people because they have stood by my name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Revelation says, you have not denied my name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so we have not denied the name of the Lord. Neither shall we ever deny his name because his name is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Just like his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. While the Spirit of the Lord is moving, amen. Elder, come on in, Elder. Amen. And glory to God.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, you know, knowledge is power. Praise God.
Amen.
Everybody say money
Amen.
Is power. Hallelujah. But knowledge is power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why they say it ain't what you know. It's who you know sometimes. Hallelujah. And I know Jesus. And we know everything. Y'all over there. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We need to know what's going on around us. Hallelujah. And we need to quit letting people lie. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. We need to quit letting people lie to us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I heard
the sister last night say something about Trump. I don't want to get too deep into Trump. Hallelujah. Amen. But they lied to us about Trump. And because Trump told us something that they didn't want us to know. Hallelujah. This is Trump. The news said that you said this. And Trump said, I didn't say that. That's fake news. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all will hear what I just said. Trump said that's fake news. Hallelujah. Praise God. Trump told us they have been lying to you. Hallelujah. They've been lying to you, and the news that you've been watching ain't real. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in order for them to get that out of our minds, they had to defile his name in our eyes. Defile his image, everything about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. They dug up as much dirt as they possibly could. Because he told us, hallelujah, it's fake news. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. And y'all can look the statistics up if you want to. Hallelujah. Y'all got Google, you can look it up. Hallelujah. Trump did more for the black community, hallelujah, than Obama
did.
Praise God.
So did.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about Trump. They want to say Trump was racist. I don't know if he was racist or not. But I do know this, he's a businessman. And I know people who are businessmen that are racist, and the only color they're concerned about when it comes to business is green. Hallelujah, praise God. The president we got now is the reason a lot of our brothers and sisters are locked up in jail since the early 90s. Hallelujah, praise God. Because of the president we got now. Now, the president we just got rid of, he was trying to get all of my. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was letting all the black folks out of jail. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you ask the average black person on the street about Trump, they'll say he's racist. I'm glad he out of office. I'm glad this. I'm glad that. And the reason why they so glad he's gone is because we let people lie to us too many times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We was just, and those of you that, I don't vote, I got to tell you, I don't vote, praise God. But those of you that do vote, don't vote for nobody just because they're black or just because they're a Democrat. Hallelujah, praise God. Y'all voted for Obama just because he was black. Now, what did he do?
I didn't vote.
I'll wait. He got all the time in the world. I want to know what Obama did for us that was so great that we were so sad to see him go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They keep telling y'all the same lie every time it's time for an election. You know what they tell you every time? This is the most important election in the history of the United States. Every last one of these elections is the most important one. Somebody lied. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Somebody lie. And we let them lie to us and we believe in everything they say. We let them tell us a building that failed out because it was on the beach, because of the water. It's a whole bunch of buildings on the beach. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah, praise God. I ain't going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. They've been lying to us, praise God. Somebody blew that building up and told us it failed out.
So did.
Hallelujah, praise God. You may not want to believe it, hallelujah, but what about all the other thousands of buildings along the seawall? Look at all the buildings out there in California on the water. How many of them just fall down?
None of them.
Hallelujah, praise God. We don't ask ourselves these questions when the news tell us stuff. We just go along with whatever they tell us. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, and I'm gonna leave it alone, but like the man of God said, people got started getting the vaccine and started going to work killing people. And they said, well, Elder, they've been having mass shootings. They've been having mass shootings. Yeah, we might have one or two a year. Hallelujah. It went up the last couple of years, three or four. But when you have three or four in a week, hallelujah, I woke up, I thought they was talking about something happened last week. They were talking about something happened during the day, yesterday. Hallelujah. Right. People going to work killing people like it ain't nothing because they got that. I bet if you found out about the person that did the shooting, I bet you they got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And one other thing I want to mention, since we were talking about the chip. I heard somebody say something about the chip. I was watching a program today. Hallelujah. I ain't finished watching it, matter of fact. But I was watching a program today. I don't know if y'all heard of a singer called T-Pain. But I was watching the interview he was doing. It wasn't like a white, I call it white folks interview. They call it in the chat where they just sit around and just talk like it ain't an interview. They just talk. And they started talking. And the dude that hosts the show asked T-Pain, he said, you going to get that chip in your head? And T-Pain said, yeah, I said, yeah, I'm going to get that. And the dude host would say, nah, I'm not going to get that chip in my head. And they would say, but I heard you can do this and that if you got the chip in your head. You ain't even got to get up. You can make a whole song and don't even got to go to the studio. Like they were talking about information that we don't know about.
Wow.
Hallelujah, praise God. I ain't never heard about a chip you can put in your head and I can do stuff without getting up. Yeah. Hallelujah, praise God. They can read it. They can read it from where they are.
They can read it.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
And then I seen this one other thing they got. The sleep apnea people, they got to wear the mask when they go to sleep so they'll keep breathing and won't die or whatever. They got sleep apnea. They have a new device. They were implanted on the inside of you to where you don't have to wear the mask no more. And it will regulate your breathing through modern technology. Praise God. I'm sorry, but I don't want that. I don't want that because I feel like if you get mad at me, you can cut me off and kill me whenever you get ready to. Praise God. And they're trying to develop one for the what's that thing they put for your heart to regulate the heart?
Pacemaker?
A pacemaker. Yeah, a pacemaker. They're trying to come up with a pacemaker that, like she said, if something at the doctor office show crazy, something with your heartbeat, they can regulate your heartbeat from the doctor's office. I don't want that either. I'd rather call 911 because, like I say, you can cut me off from where you at. If somebody want me dead, all they got to do is go to the hospital and find where my thing is and hit the outfit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that's
right.
How much control they have now. Amen.
All we can do.
Yes, ma'am.
This can put capital numbers on that. People did it put capital. They started to.
Say that again, woman of God. You broke up a little bit.
Now when you go to the dentist, they put numbers on your cap.
Wow.
I ain't never known them do that. They just started that.
Oh, put numbers on your caps.
Yeah, they put numbers on it. I don't trust the tenants. They might put a chip in my teeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were talking about how they numb you.
Mm-hmm.
And while they got you numb, they can put a chip in your jaw while your jaw is numb.
Yeah. Everything now. So they paid the killer. They didn't pay the killer. That's why they don't try to tell you nothing to kill you. They want to kill you. So when
Amen.
I went to the doctor first, he said, "You want to get the COVID shot?" I said, "You know I don't take shots, so why would you ask me that?"
Well.
And he started laughing.
Amen. Amen. But we thank the Lord for that word on today. Hallelujah. We need to know these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are the kind of things that they call people crazy for faith. Hallelujah. They crazy over there. Hallelujah. But this is real. This is real, praise God. They don't believe like I was talking about Trump. They said, well, everybody said he was a bad person. But ain't that what they did with Jesus? Didn't they have everybody thinking Jesus was a bad person? They convinced everybody to crucify Jesus by the lies they were telling them. So we can't even believe, like they talk about Bill Cosby, they talk about R. Kelly, they talk about all these people that they say and did these things, but do we know for sure? Or are we just jumping on a bandwagon? Everybody else say crucify him, we say crucify him too. Praise God, hallelujah. And we forget that there's people sitting in jail that's innocent. Hallelujah. People that's been executed, that's innocent. Praise God, hallelujah. So we need to just quit letting people lie to us. Hallelujah. The truth is in the word. Hallelujah. And God has sent, amen, people to tell us what the truth is. Hallelujah, amen. Like the man of God said, with every truth we get, we need to get an understanding of that truth. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And then at the end of the day, us being who we are, we know God is on our side. Hallelujah. Regardless of what's going on, regardless of whatever tip they got, regardless of whatever plan they have to eliminate us, they cannot eliminate the children of God. Hallelujah. We are here to stay. Amen. We ain't going nowhere. Praise God. And we are planting that seed in our children. Hallelujah. So that it can live generations and generations and generations. Hallelujah. That we shouldn't have to fear. Hallelujah. Why? Because now we know. Bless the Lord on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge of the truth.
God.
Hallelujah, Lord. And we ask,
yes,
Lord, that
God,
you continue to bless the man of God. Continue to strengthen the man of God. Continue to make his crooked path straight. Hallelujah. And we thank you. And we praise you.
Yes, God.
And we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Thank the Lord
Amen.
For the word. Thank the Lord for the knowledge. Thank the Lord for the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to open up the lines real quick. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, words of encouragement, and like the man of God said, we're going to ask you one more. If you have any questions, hallelujah, amen, we want to hear those questions so we can, if we don't have an answer, praise God, we want to find out what the answer is, praise God. Hallelujah. So if you have a question at this time, a comment, or words of encouragement, the line is now open. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
This is Jackie.
Yes, Prophet.
I just want to say, Bishop, I thank God for you because everything you have taught us over the years in the fellowship, I have looked it up, and everything you have told me was the truth, and I thank God for giving you an insight on what's going on, and I thank God
Amen.
For you teaching us how to not just be prayerful, but to be watchful. And I just thank God for you encouraging us, for you encouraging us that you labor in love and praying and keeping us before God. I just thank God for you. And I just ask you this.
Yes,
stay doing what the Lord calls you to do. Because a lot of people not telling the truth. And you ain't afraid. That's why God called you at this present time. Because he knew that you were his
Lord.
Moses and that you were going to stand up and you going to stand for Yahshua. That's why he called you.
Yes.
And I thank him for calling you at this time. And I thank God for you because you know what? Had that not been for you, I don't know where I would be. I would probably still be sitting under the church and not knowing the truth.
Yes,
and the Bible says the truth can set you free. And I thank God I'm free today for knowing
Come on,
the truth.
Prophet. Hallelujah.
I thank God for you. And I just pray God continue blessing you and your family. And I pray that God take you higher and higher and higher in him. And just keep doing what God called you to do, Bishop, because you are doing a wonderful job. And God see what you're doing. And the heavens is talking about you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because you're faithful.
Thank you,
and God said because of your faithfulness, that's why he's going to open doors that you won't even believe that God, you're going to be God. You're going to be like, God, is this you? So you just stay faithful. You stay doing what God, and whatever, stand and do all that you can to stand.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And God's going to bless
Thank
you because you're a faithful man of God, and I love you, and I'm going to continue praying for you and your family. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord is adversity.
It's just been something that's just been in my spirit. It's just been just tearing in my spirit, you all. You know, BET was once a black owned TV radio station, you know, for black people, mostly families, to get together and to sit back and watch BET, you know, and the awards and stuff like that that goes on. My spirit is just not resting with what I've seen, and I really didn't watch BET, but with this little Nas boy, this young little Nas, he's a rapper, but he did the song with Billy Ray Cyrus, you know. And it's been on the internet. It just popped on the internet one day. I'm looking, and this young boy, you know, he came out as gay. He sung that country song with Billy Ray Cyrus. Well, the BET came up, and there he was on there, and he was giving Satan, the devil, a lap dance. Now, he was giving the devil a lap dance, and I mean, he had his pants was tight, and he had this little tight shirt that was cut all the way up, you know, on, and you could see his belly and all. I mean, he was dancing like a lady would dance, which he's not, you know, professing to be a male. He's professing to be gay. And he came on, and he was doing he's on BET now, live BET, the 21st BET program just recently happened, and he had all male dancers, and they all were dancing around him, and one like did a flip like bottoms up. It was right in front of him, and if you use your imagination, he was actually having sex with this boy on stage, you know. And then all of a sudden the one came up and licked him upside the face, and then at the end he turned and he just slop kissing one of his dancers. I was just too through. It's on BET. It's on YouTube. You can see it. And I'm just like, is this supposed to be for real? You know? And then he said, well, this is gay pride, and this is us, and we're here. Like someone was saying earlier. You know, they want to push the Christian people to the side like we're not nothing, like we're the minority, you know. But, you know, we are considered as minority, the black and Hispanic. But this boy, he said, we here now. You know, this is for gay pride. And, I mean, it made me think about one time when Janet Jackson and one of those Backstreet Boys, I think he was, that was doing a show with the football. And he pulled her blouse and, you know, her breasts popped out. And they want to ban them. off of TV. Mm-hmm. And they have this going on. And I'm thinking about our children. You know, here's families together. The whole family sitting up watching BET and this going on. Men and women of God, yes, it's prayer time. It's no coming off the wall.
What's
we better
good?
Stay on the knees. We yeah. better pray and ask God to help yeah. us to stand. And we better stand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to fall for nothing. If we don't stand
That's
for God,
right.
we're going to fall for nothing. This young man is on there. And please just go look at it. Watch it and see what I'm telling you. My stomach is still just like churning. And don't get me wrong. There's gay people in my family. There's gay people throughout the world. But they just so bold now. I said, how dare you? He was giving Satan, he had
wow.
the devil set up as he was giving Satan a lap dance.
Mm.
I'm like, really? And then to,
get out.
Like he's having sex with the boy. And then to kiss, just slop kissing on this other boy. I said, my God, my God. So, but guess what?
Wow.
That's okay. That's okay. But they want to ban Janet Jackson, this woman that, you know, if the boy did accidentally or whatever, you know, one of her breasts popped out. Oh, no, we can't have her no more, but we can have this. BET. I said, boy, we need to be marching and going against that now. But they do have a lot of people are coming out against that. So I'm just saying, you know, I thank you, praise God, for his word being true. He said these things will come to pass. He said it was going to happen. And here it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men want to change their nationality. Women want to change their natural way that God has fixed them to what they want to be. I'm not coming off no wall. I'm standing on God's word. I'm meaning it. I mean it all the way. We better stand because the devil is
Amen.
Out. He's out to take us down. He's out to take us down, man and women of God. We better stand on God's word, and you better speak the truth. I'm telling you, that thing just told me up. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, where is my little cheering at? And families together watching BET. What, can you imagine the kids seeing that? They said, hey, this is okay.
I don't watch it.
I didn't watch it, really, but, every once in a while they have some gospel singers, which they just about, well, I ain't going to go there. You know, but a lot of them is just, you know, secular and all that kind of stuff, too. But they have some good shows on BET. But now, you have to be careful. Make sure you get your kids and you know, discipline them as to watching this stuff because BET done went off the chain. It's off the chain.
Yeah.
So you all pray. Let's keep praying for one another. I love you all. I thank God for the word. Thank you, Apostle Curry. Keep up God's word. Keep on bringing that word, man of God. Let him use you. And thank you for letting the Lord use you. A lot of times people want to get up and use themselves. They want to do stuff themselves. But when you let God use you, it can't help but be right. So God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Pray for me, Sister Virgie. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Can I
encourage
you in something, Evangelist? Amen. BET actually stands for Boule.
Boule
Entertainment.
Amen.
Say that again now.
The job, BET, actually stands for Boule Entertainment.
Amen.
Boule is the Black Illuminati.
Black Illuminati.
Okay. And their job is to keep us in a poverty, in a gangster mentality.
Okay.
That's why you don't see no positive. You know, everything is us in the ghetto or either getting shot up or killed. You know, it's nothing positive, really.
right.
And the reason why it was bought out is because it was never really black owned. The Europeans still had control of it. That's how they keep up with it. That's how they were able to keep up with it was through BET.
Okay.
Yeah, the lady that owned it, she sold it to them. She a Illuminati member now. The lady that owned it.
Mm-hmm. Because
it was actually a man
avenue.
That owned it.
No, it was a lady. Lady on BET that on the BET. She sold it to the man.
I'm not. I'm looking at it right now. It was a black guy who co-founded it. It was a black guy and a white guy that co-founded it.
And then they sold it to, what's her name?
The lady.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Nah, he sold it to Viacom in 2001.
Okay.
His name was Robert Louis Johnson. He's the first black billionaire.
Oh, okay, yeah. I heard of him, Robert Louis.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about TV One.
No, mm-hmm. I'm talking about BET, the lady that owned BET, because whenever they have someone, I used to watch it, they would say the owner of BET, they would show her. I can't think of her name right now. She wasn't really the owner. Okay.
Wow.
But they always acknowledged her. They never acknowledged nobody else. It was always her they acknowledged. Because remember, they used to have the BET, and they used to have the thing about the women. They used to have a women program on there. But they're meant for the women to take over everything. Gay is taking over everything in the women, in the woman.
Yeah, I was going to say they got everything on there now.
Yep.
They don't even have everything. My God.
Yeah, that's why I stopped watching a lot of these programs, because they show mostly men kissing men, women kissing
mm-hmm.
women. They don't have no respect no more. It's just out there now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you walk in your house and you hear BET on, you better check it out, because I'm telling you, that right there, I'm just like, wow. Wow.
I don't get BET, none of that no more.
You know something, even like Yolanda Adams and Kirk Franklin and them, they come in, they fall right on in. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like a whole big party. Be on there when they come
because
in.
Because the Illuminati family that controls the religious sector of it is the Kennedys. Rothschild controls everything. The Kennedys have a connection with the quote unquote Christian. So there's really no separation.
David Chappelle was talking about that. He was saying that now, if you don't see people that you succeed and they succeeded, that's because they didn't sell their soul. So if they didn't sell their soul, you're not going to see them performing no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what David Chappelle was talking about the other one day on BET.
Oh,
he said he's not selling his soul.
Yeah, no, he gave up. He gave up a show.
Yeah,
David Chappelle.
And that's why he went to Africa for that length of time. But I still believe somewhere in there when he came back, because he looked it different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere in there where he took the oath.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yep, Lord. Help us, Father.
And these gospel artists, can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Saints of God, hold on to this here. When you hear them talk about God and don't mention no name, they talking about the devil.
Yep.
It's the God in me. What God?
Yep.
You can't call his name?
Jesus, I thought you was. I don't know how you know.
Because these people hide behind that. That's why
right.
I make it specific. What God I'm talking about. I'm talking about Yahshua HaMashiach, glory to God, the God that reigns, the God that is over heaven and earth.
That's
come on here, somebody. God has a name. He don't have no power till you give him a name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right. Come on.
Everybody talking about God this, God that, glory to God. But we don't know what God you're talking about until you give your God a name. Come on here, somebody. Because Buddha is a God. Christy is a God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Allah is a God. Come on here, somebody. But when you give your God a name, then we know. If we can fellowship together, glory to God. Because I'm not going to fellowship with you if your God ain't the God that's alive and full of power. As a matter of fact, they got all power because we don't worship nobody else. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to be distinctive. Come on here, somebody. Why we all can't get along? Because we all don't have the same God. We all don't have the same spirit. Come on in, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right. And a lot of
there's only one spirit. Go ahead, prophet. Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of them coming in, like you open up your phone, and there's a lot of RuPaul's out there, and they doing shows and stuff like that. And when they do their shows, they come in, now they're praying. They have a prayer first. I said, look at the devil. They have prayer before they do their shows.
You know what, Sister Burns? I found out.
Ma'am.
Do you know the males take the female hormones so they can get the breast? Did you know that they were showing that?
Oh yeah.
And then the females take the male hormones so they can get the butt sugar and get an Adam's apple. I'm like, how do you get an Adam's apple? They take the male hormones. Oh my
God. God got something for them. God got something for these people. And I wouldn't want to be in the room with them. My God, get through with them. Lord Jesus.
God going to destroy these people, glory to God. Too much wickedness going on, glory to God. Men trying to have babies, glory to God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And fake it.
And that RuPaul, he done made them. He done took over the modeling thing now, the RuPaul.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when Donald Trump had the Miss America?
Mm-hmm.
You know what Donald Trump used to do to Miss America? Mm-hmm. RuPaul doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And them men up there, them are not women.
Man. Oh, my God. Ooh, we just got to stay prayed up.
But see, that's because people are worshiping the creature more than the creator, see?
That's right.
Men have fell in love with themselves. Glory to God. Women have fell in love with themselves. Instead of falling in love with God, come on here, somebody, hallelujah. That's what happened with Adam, according to the King James Version of the Bible. He fell in love with Eve more than he fell in love with God. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah, glory to God.
Jesus.
It's a dangerous thing, glory to God. I mean, it's all right to give God praise for the beautiful handiwork, but glory to God, don't get lost in it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. At the end of the day, it's all about him. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory be to God. Glory to God. They prayed up.
And then, you know, we had talked a little bit about the cross. And see, people don't know about the cross. The cross come from the ump. Come on here, somebody.
And a lot of us right here wearing crosses, and don't you know what the cross represents? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
It comes from the what?
From the ump.
Is that the
Catholic?
Huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Ankh is when you see the circle and the cross together, connected, which represent the female and the male coming together to produce life. But it represents the black man and the black woman coming together to produce life. And what happened was is that when the Greeks discovered the Ankh, they separated the black man and the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were such homosexuals that they fell in love with the black man's reproductive organ. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So they made a god out of it. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
And so when you see the steeple on the churches is actually the black man reproductive organ.
Mm. What? My God.
And so, you know, we got these crosses, but Yahshua ain't nowhere on the cross. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of us is just like the woman at the well. We worship, we know not what. We don't know what we worship. We just got it on. We've been told, you know, that this is what it represents. But we didn't really research it to see, come on here, somebody, what it really represents. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This thing is so sexual. this thing is so sexual. That's why they keep catching all these popes and stuff raping these little boys. Talking about that it's not good to marry. No, you talking about it ain't good to marry, but you can rape little boys. Come on here, somebody, and thank God ain't going to do nothing to you.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Dang.
But you want to question the African heritage about having more than one wife. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But see, they did that. So the spirit of homosexuality. Yeah.
Get away from me, because my thing is acting up. I'm going to put you on my head.
The pastor.
Shalom, mother.
Shalom. I just want to say that in those churches, Catholic churches, you see that they have a lot of little boys in there holding the candles,
yeah,
lighting the fire. They have a lot of offers in there. They even make them priests at a young age. They be doing favors for those little boys, and the little boys do favors for them. They be getting positions to use those little boys.
Okay.
And they tell them, you're going to be like us. You're going to be a priest like us. Some of them get to be a priest before they get grown enough. You really know. They doing this favoritism. All this favoritism. So they mess with the boys. And some of them come up, some of them get married, you know, they go on off and get married. But mostly all of them don't have a wife. And if they was really doing a real true religion, you know, like Paul said, better married than to burn. But see, they teaching them other things. They learning them at an early age how to be homosexual and how to do acts behind closed doors. So a lot of them, they work in sanctuaries for favoritism, and they get it. And I just want to say something to us. Don't be alarmed, because it is written. Everything that's going on now is written. And the devil want us to see, because he think he got all the power, but he don't.
No, he don't,
man. He doing something. And that's to make us feel like, oh, what are we praying for? All this going on, what are we doing? That's what he's trying to make us. But see, God is still on the throne. He went down there, he sent his angels down there. What fuck? Story Solomon and Gomorrah for the same mess. So they think they're getting away with all this stuff, pushing the saints of God and the Christians on out of the way, so they can continually living in sin, doing what they're doing. If he went down there and destroyed the whole city, what you think he gonna do to them? Living this kind of life. Sin is sin. But he said this gonna come to pass. It's gonna come, and now it's coming rapidly. That means quickly. They doing it real fast, and they don't care about their children. I'd be so embarrassed, children looking at them wondering, why are they kissing? Why are they together? Because they know that they it's not supposed to be that way. But like the saints of God say, just keep on praying. Because this thing coming to a wire. They can't take control like this. Putting God to open chains. And that's what they doing. They want us to feel some type of way. But pray for me as well. We're going to pray for these children because these children, they don't know what they is. Some of them want to wear shoes and dresses and put fake boots on. They don't know what to believe. Because the devil opened it up for them to believe that way. The little boy standing outside, oh, we playing dress up today. With some shoes on and a dress and two balloons in his chest. We can dress any kind of way today.
What you doing, Mom?
The devil's trying to have his way, he said.
Okay,
if I can't get it my way, I'm going to go through your chest. And that's what he's doing. So we're going to keep on praying. So this right here, it is written, these are the last days.
Yes, it is, Mother.
I'd be shaking my head, I'd be popping my eyes, I'd be looking to him, wow. God is not pleased with this.
No, he's not, my boy.
Just continually pray for each other and pray for his children. They just confused because they in the days, they don't even know what they expect. They don't. They watching two men raise them or two females, which one the daddy. Then they have to go to school and look at people sitting, two girls sitting on the bench or watching two men on TV. That's terrible. Let's just thank you all to pray my spirit in the Lord that I keep on doing him, and I pray for you all. But just know that this is the devil. Trick of Satan.
Yeah, it is. Amen, God. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle, I want to say this too. Just keep on preaching and doing the will of God. Everyone on the line,
thank
you know what? The devil is on the rise. He's mad.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, Brother Andre.
Amen. Bless you, Mother.
Amen.
Praise God on
tonight.
Hallelujah. Well, we truly thank God for all the testimonies, the questions, the comments on tonight. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have gotten some knowledge. Now we just got to understanding of the knowledge. Now we just got to use it in a godly way. Bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he can go ahead with his last announcements and the benediction. Man of God, it is in your hands. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Are you still on, Dr. McGregor? Dr. McGregor, you still online tonight? Woman of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Y'all keep me in prayer, amen, for the Holy Spirit. Man, I'm going to be leaving out Friday. Go up that way, Paris, California. I know it's going to be awesome. God is going to move in a mighty way. Man, don't forget to plant your seeds if you haven't sown already, amen. So that you can reap the harvest. Man, watch God move for you in a supernatural way. I mean, you are still excited.
Amen.
Oh, Amen. And we're thankful to God tonight. We're thankful to God tonight because how many know that God is still going to provide for his own? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And we are Jews. We are Jews, amen. We are under a covenant. Come on here, somebody. I don't know about you, but a covenant is stronger than faith. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. A covenant is stronger than faith. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God is obligated to move for you in a covenant. He's not obligated to you in faith. He's obligated in covenant. He said, my covenant will I not break, glory to God. But I know that the word says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But another meaning for faith in that context is confidence. So we got to have confidence that God can do it. Come on here, somebody. I know my God can do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you ain't got that confidence, then God can't move for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of people come in the doubt. They believe in God, but they ain't got no confidence in God. Come on here. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't used to pray if you don't doubt. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Hallelujah.
Because God has done too much for us to doubt him.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
But I'm thanking God tonight for his goodness and his loving kindness. Are there any more comments before I decide to close it out?
Amen.
Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We give you glory. We thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our heart understands. We give you praise tonight, oh God. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we have not bowed our knee to the enemy. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that our heart beats for you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you that we shall not bow to another, nor give our praise to any other. We thank you. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody give him a shout right now. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
We just give you praise and adoration right now, God. And we thank you for who you are, Lord. And we give your name the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe and he's under our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What I say unto one? I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
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 And pray.
And pray.
Pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. I love you.
I love,
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a shout of praise. Come on and give him
Hallelujah.
A praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen, child of God. You are not dismissed until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Amen. Go with God, and may the Lord God go with you. I love you much. Glory to God. Stay blessed.
Love you too, Bishop.
Amen. Amen, darling. Yes, Lord.
For that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man.
Oh yeah.
Standing on the corner. He had no home. and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Canada, Canada. I really ain't mean to make y'all wait so long. CC2.
I came home Cannon. After a trip Cannon. To Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop lets all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say can leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The Cannon, the Cannon, the Cannon.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back, on all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, you left. Call me when your name I call. Jesus, you keep on looking out.
Say it again.
Every time I look back.
Every time I think back.
And every time I think back.
Listen.
On all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, your love called me when your name I call.
What's his name? Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting now, you're feeling low. And just when thought the night would never end. The sun came out, now you can smile.
What's his name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling
what?
Low. And just when thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about?
Looking out. Looking out.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and tell them. You keep on.
Looking out.
Come on and say. listen. I shouldn't be here today. Come on. Let's tell them one more time. You keep on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on.
Looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time out the time. You keep on, Jesus.
Jesus.
Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, baby, yeah.
You keep on.
Oh.
Looking out.
Do you love the Lord?
You keep on.
I can't hear y'all.
Forget, I want you to remember this, that I'm just being ordinary, ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary,
think I'm being extra, that's what they
but
think,
but I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo,
you don't hear, don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it,
in Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store.
that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather D.O.D. because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary's your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it, when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Listen. I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
So I'm a leader.
did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily.